Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Give Until It Hurts.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. My parents had been married for over 59 years when my father died. It was, of course, a great shock for my mother. In a few days after his death, she and I were reflecting on the experience, and quietly, thoughtfully, she whispered, I'm a widow now. The word widow conjures up a lot of emotions for us, even today, but much more so in the time of Jesus. In those days, when a woman lost her husband, she became a kind of non-entity. She had no identity, no rights, no resources. She was extremely vulnerable and usually poor. And there were many of them, just as there are today. When Jesus singled out the poor widow in the temple, it was an act of affirmation. Just for the fact that he noticed her and highlighted her existence, but especially because he declared that her generosity surpassed that of all the others around her. Her act of giving from her heart, in fact, giving out of the depths of her poverty, was more commendable than the superficial, though abundant, gifts of the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders who surrounded her. This vignette appears in the 21st chapter of Luke's Gospel. The preceding chapter, chapter 20, shows us one story after another of the ways by which the leaders of that time harassed Jesus with questions that tried to chip away at his authority. Questions about taxes and marriage and other laws that held them together as a people, but also threatened to hold them in bondage. It was all about power, wasn't it? All about the rich and powerful. Not so different from today. It's obvious whose side Jesus takes, again and again. He's always there by the side of the poor and vulnerable. They are his preferred companions. That woman in the temple didn't even know it, but she was one of his favorites. She was special just because she was who she was, without pretense, without pride, without any need for attention. She was all of one piece, a solid, down-to-earth woman of integrity. Here we have yet one more example of the oft-repeated maxim of Jesus that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. When will we finally get it? The Widow's Mites by Richard Crashaw. Two mites, two drops, yet all her house and land fall from a steady heart, though trembling hand. The other's wanton wealth foams high and brave. The other cast away, she only gave.